Avenue. I'm Charlene Leroux. More Eyewitness News traffic in 10 minutes.
8 minutes now to 4 o'clock. Our next guest is Anne Bernstein, Executive Director of CDE, the Centre for Development and Enterprise, who wrote on the Daily Maverick, "It's hard to understand why South Africa, a country with massive skills shortages, wastes money and time trying to work out what highly specific skills to let in." Because it does appear that there's an entire department which is constantly looking and rejigging and shortening critical skills which allow you to come and work in South Africa. Anne, good afternoon.
Hi, John.
Isn't the goal noble, to make sure that as many jobs as possible are done by South Africans?
I would start before that. Of course, as many jobs as possible should be done by the people who live in this country. But how do we get growth? And the international experience, the South African experience, is very clear. We need skilled people in order to drive growth. We need skilled people to help run our hospitals and provide medical services. South Africa is a country that is desperately short of skills. And if we continue to prevent skilled people coming in, that will hold back growth in this country. So I know it sounds irrational to many people, but it's very clear we're a country that's desperately short of skills. And that's not my view. That's the government's view. The 2017 White Paper on Migration frankly acknowledged the economy is desperately short of skills. South Africa has not put in place adequate policy and capacity for attracting and retaining international migrants with the necessary skills and resources.
I mean, I absolutely agree with you. My personal view is 100% aligned with yours. But again, I'm going to what I've heard from government spokespeople and various statutory organizations within industry, is that some employers don't look hard enough for South Africans. That those South Africans are here, but for various reasons, those employers want somebody from New Zealand or from Kuwait, and they don't look hard enough for a South African who could do the job.
Well, let's look at the facts to prove how false that perception is. And I agree with you, there are people with that perception. Today, South Africa's economy is stagnant. It's barely moving because of COVID. And we've really been struggling to get growth going for the last 5 years. But 2014, if you looked at the statistics, if you had a degree, actually had a degree that you completed at a university, we had no unemployment. And if you got, and it got, well, that was for all race groups. It was kind of between 2 and 7%, and that's really full employment in an economy. So we know that we're short of skills, and we know that we will employ all the people with skills that South Africa has if our economy starts growing again. But we also need foreign skills to help get the economy going, to start up new businesses, new ideas for how South Africa can create more firms and expand firms.
So there's been a lot of research done, which I've talked about over the years, which suggests that immigrants, and whether we're talking about a Somali immigrant who opens a spaza shop, or whether we're talking about an Irish engineering immigrant who opens a manufacturing facility, that they are net creators of jobs. But that seems to be a research finding which evades government's attention.
I think what's missing in South Africa, because you're absolutely right, that's what the facts and figures show. A country needs to say, how are we going to grow? And then its leadership has to communicate effectively with its citizens about why we're adopting this or that policy. And South Africa's been very ambiguous about immigration. And what we need is some political capital devoted to persuading South Africans of the facts, that this is how we grow the economy, this is how we make more jobs for South Africans as well as anybody else. And we're short of university lecturers, we're short of trainers to train South Africans, we're short of maths teachers to train in our schools. So the evidence is very clear that we need lots and lots of skills, But somehow the officials in the Department of Home Affairs produced an excellent sort of document in 2017, but it wasn't implemented. And we're back again now with this critical skills list to this notion that somehow people can predict what kind of skills we need and what kind of jobs those skilled people will take. And I'm sure, John, you and I know lots of people who have particular qualifications but who end up doing very different things. And that's what the modern economy is all about. It's dynamic and people find niche opportunities that no one thought of 5 years ago.
Well, Anne, hope the penny drops sooner rather than later. Thanks very much for talking to us. Anne Bernstein, Executive Director of the Center for Development and Enterprise.